I'm Graham, and it's time for Monday Music with me. In today's program, a couple of hours of music for your enjoyment. I'll be playing in the first part of the program recordings by Al Martino, Vaughan Munro, Lee Wiley, and British soprano Leslie Garrett. Also, Louis Armstrong and Glenn Miller's orchestra. I'm going to include in the program a tribute to two people who are very much involved with Broadway musicals in the golden era, names that may not be familiar to you. Now, the first two songs that I'm going to play for you were written by Milton Ager and Jack Yellen, two American songwriters.
Forget your troubles.
Happy day.
Come on, get high here again.
You'd better chase
those cares
away.
Clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So let's sing a song.
And just get half cheer again. We're heading
happy
for
days
that
are here again.
The sun is shining.
All together.
Thank you.
I began today's program with Suzanne Johnson and Judy Connelly singing Happy Days Are Here Again and Get Happy. They were accompanied by the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra. And then Russ Colombo with Gus Arnheim's orchestra recorded Glad Rag Doll in 1929, and I can recall hearing Johnny Ray sing a version of that in the 1950s. Time to remember a couple of birth anniversaries in particular, John Lennon and Lee Wiley.
But I'd hate to lose choose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, but I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, then I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Knocking at my door, it seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, written by Howard Arlen and Ted Kohler, sung by Lee Wiley, the American singer, with Billy Butterfield's orchestra in that recording from 1957. I played that one because today's the anniversary of the birth of Lee Wiley in 1908. And this day, in 1940, John Lennon was born. He, collaborating with Paul McCartney, wrote Ticket to Ride. It was a big hit for the Beatles in this country in 1965, but I played a recording by the Carpenters. Would you believe that it's about 37 years to this day when the musical version of Phantom of the Opera was first performed in London 37 years ago. Here's one of the best-known songs from Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, me be your light, you're safe. No one will find you, your fears are far behind you.
All I want is freedom, a world with no more night, and you always beside me, to hold me and to hide me.
Then say you'll share with me one love, one lifetime.
All I Ask of You, sung by British singers Leslie Garrett and Chris Corcoran, written by Andrew Lloyd Webber for the London production of 1986, Phantom of the Opera. Here's a song that was introduced in Broadway 12 years before that, 1974.
I won't send roses or hold the door. I won't remember which dress you wore. My heart is too much in control. The lack of romance in my soul will turn you gray, kid. So stay away, kid. Forget my shoulder when you're in need. Forgetting birthdays is guaranteed. And should I love you, you would be the last to know. I won't send roses, and roses soon you so. My pace is frantic, my temper's cross, with words romantic, I'm at a loss. I'd be the first one to agree that I'm preoccupied with me, and it's inbred, kid. So keep your head, kid. In me you'll find things like guts and nerve, but not the kind things that you deserve. And so while there's a fighting chance, just turn and go. I won't send roses and roses suit you. So
Robert Preston sang I Won't Send Roses, and his co-star also sang the song on the Broadway production of Mac and Mabel.
So who needs roses or stuff like that? So who wants chocolates? They'd make me fat, and I can get along just fine without a gushing Valentine, and I'll get by, kid, with just the guy, kid. And if he calls me and it's Colette, Sir Walter Raleigh, I don't expect, and though I know I may be left out
I Won't Send Roses, introduced by Robert Preston and reprised by Bernadette Peters. Both of them were the stars of the 1974 musical Mac and Mabel. The score for that musical was written by Jerry Herman, and it was based on loosely on the silent screen personalities of Mabel Normand and Mac Sennett. Here are two songs introduced many, many years ago by Al Jolson, but he's not going to sing both of them.
Thank you. Mammy. The sun shines east, sun shines west, but I've just learned where the sun shines best. Mammy, Mammy. My heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. Eyes are coming. Sorry that I made you wait. Eyes are coming. Hope and pray I'm not too late. Mammy, Mammy. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles, my Mammy. Mammy, Mammy, the sun shines east, sun shines west, but I've just learned where the sun shines best. Mammy, Mammy, my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. Eyes are coming, sorry that I made you wait. Eyes are coming, hope and pray I'm not too late. Mammy, Mammy, I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles. My Mammy, my Mammy.
Life is not a highway strewn with flowers, still it holds a goodly share of bliss. When the sun gives way to April showers, here's the point you should never miss. Though April showers may come your way, it's raining violets, and where you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song whenever showers come along. Crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song whenever April showers come.
My Mammy was sung by Tony Pastor with his orchestra. That was sung by Al Jolson in the first talking feature film, The Jazz Singer, in 1937, in which Jolson played a role as a cantor's son. Yes, Jolson sang My Mammy in The Jazz Singer. But we've heard a recording of Jolson singing April Showers, written by Buddy De Silva and Louis Silvers. Jolson sang it in a New York show called Bombo in 1921. The recording that I played was one made by Jolson in the late 1940s. Now is the Hour, also known as the Maori Farewell, written by Mewa Kehu, with English lyrics by the British playwright Scott, and Dorothy Stewart. And that recording, of course, was by Vera Lynn. Bing Crosby had a number one hit with Now is the Hour in Australia after it was released in the 1940s. Yeah. That was Sugar Blues. It was played by Clyde McCoy and his orchestra, written in 1919 by Clarence Williams. Here's a recording of a singer who had a number one hit in Australia in 1952, performed in Sydney in 1965 at the Chevron Hotel, and in Bathurst in the late 1970s in what was then the Bathurst Leagues Club Auditorium. Martino's number one hit from 1952, Here in My Heart.
What good are phrases? the thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so, but one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There I said it
Vaughan Munro sang There I've Said It Again and Shirley Horn in the wee small hours of the morning. Both songs written by David Mann, collaborating with one of his colleagues.
If you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love. You're so dear to me. I'm in heaven when you're near to me. You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love. You've been kind of strange. Why the sudden change? Do you want somebody new? I'd be glad to share all your grief and care. Never will I ever share you. I'll be all your own. Yours to have and hold and call your own. You can have me should you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love.
That was Bing Crosby's younger brother Bob singing with the orchestra of Anson Weeks in that recording from 1933. Give Me Liberty or Give Me Love. It was written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin.